topsail sheets and halyards, the jib downhaul and the topsail clew lines and bunt lines. The young sailor gave a look to see that his orders were promptly and accurately obeyed, and then turned again to the owner. "And how did this misfortune occur?" inquired the latter, resuming the interrupted conversation.
"Alas, sir, in the most unexpected manner. After a long talk with the harbour master, Captain Leclerc left Naples greatly disturbed in mind. In 24 hours, he was attacked by a fever and died 3 days afterwards. We performed the usual burial service, and he is at rest, sewn up in his hammock with a 36-pound shot at his head and his heels, off El Giglio Island. We bring to his widow his sword and cross of honour. It was worthwhile, truly," added the young man, with a melancholy smile, "to make war against the English for 10 years, and to die in his bed at last, like everybody else." "Why, you see, Edmund," replied the owner, who appeared more comforted at every moment, "we are all mortal, and the old must make way for the young. If not, why, there would be no promotion. And since you assure me that the cargo is all safe and sound, Monsieur Morel, take my word for it, and I advise you not to take 25 francs for the profits of the voyage."